So, all right, welcome to another edition of the show. You're listening to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And today is January 15th, 2008. And, of course, the big news of the day is the Michigan primary. And we have results coming in as we speak. So let's get into some of those results. Right now we have 44% of the precincts reporting. And this really didn't come to really be much of a surprise. I mean, Mitt Romney, he's on top with 39% of the vote. I mean, the media told us Mitt Romney was campaigning hard here and he's gonna give it all he can to win the state, and that's exactly what happened. So we have Mitt Romney on top with 39% of the vote, and they already declared him the winner about an hour ago on all the big networks. No surprise there. John McCain in second place with 29% of the vote. In third place, no surprise again, Mike Huckabee with 16% of the vote. And in fourth place, we have Ron Paul with around 6% of the vote, and that looks like where he's going to end up. Fred Thompson is behind him with 3% of the vote. Then we have Rudy Giuliani trailing behind him with 2% of the vote. Then you have Duncan Hunter with less than 1%. And that's pretty much where it stands. The Democrat side of the fence, it really doesn't matter because Michigan got punished for moving their primary up. So there's nothing that is really resulting from this. No delegates are going to be rewarded to whoever wins this. So on the Democrat side of the fence, they only had Hillary Clinton, Dennis Kucinich, and Mike Gravel on the ballot. John Edwards and Barack Obama were not on the ballot. But, of course, this doesn't stop the establishment media from saying, oh, this is such a huge victory for Hillary Clinton, when it's not a victory because her main opponents weren't even on the ballot because the state didn't mean anything. So we're not even going to get into that. But either way, Hillary Clinton got 58% of the vote. Dennis Kucinich got 4%, and Mike Gravel, he's got less than 1%, and this is with 50% of the precincts reporting on the Democrat side. So that's where it stands. And, I mean, basically, this was exactly what the press was telling us was going to happen. Mitt Romney was going to come out and give all he has to win the state, and that's exactly what's taken place. And I'll be honest with you, I'm disappointed, again, that Ron Paul only got 6% of the vote. But considering they didn't even campaign up there, which I'm not trying to second-guess the campaign, but you see a situation where a lot of Democrats, they could have taken over a lot of Democrats who would have voted in the Democrat primary, but since the Democrat primary didn't mean anything, we could have gotten a ton of more votes to Ron Paul. And I don't know, maybe that's wishful thinking. I mean, maybe it wouldn't have helped things even if he did campaign in the state. But I've heard a lot of anecdotal evidence in which there's a lot of great grassroots support, and it would have been nice to have gotten some support from the campaign up there, even just one visit. But either way, it looks like Ron Paul is going to finish in fourth place, and at least he did better than Giuliani and Thompson. I personally think that Fred Thompson and Rudy Giuliani will be out of the race before Super Tuesday. We'll have to see what happens. But anyway, we'll be back on our side. We're going to cover this primary news in great detail, and we got lots of our stuff to cover as well. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no No health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Show. If you'd like to call in and comment on what's going on in the Michigan primary, that phone number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And I'm just looking at these results, and I just don't understand the mindset of what's going on here. Now, granted, you know, I don't trust any of these elections in which they have any piece of equipment dealing with Diebold, Sequoia, or any of these other electronic voting machine vendors. I just don't trust them. And I mean, with good reason. You can see the documentary film Hacking Democracy. There's plenty of clips out on YouTube. And I saw this one particular clip where these Diebold scan machines, they put in 6 votes for yes, 2 votes for no through the machine, and then the results printed out 7 votes for yes and 1 for no. I think the credibility of these machines, seriously, has to come into question. But, of course, is that being talked about in the establishment media? Of course not. Oh, the voting machines are just fine. They're wonderful. Well, this should be a core issue of the 2008 election, since a lot of these states use these damn things. And what's really driving me crazy is that I'm seeing the media actually predict the results of these elections. I mean, they say what's going to happen, and it happens, and that's just the way it is. And as I said before, I mentioned this before the Michigan primary, I said if you see Mitt Romney win Michigan, you see Fred Thompson win or do well in South Carolina, and you see Rudy Giuliani do well or win Florida, it's clear that these elections are staged and it's a complete farce. I just don't understand the mindset of people who would go out and cast a vote for somebody like a Mitt Romney or a John McCain. I mean, what, like, do you want perpetual war? Do you want our economy to go bankrupt? These people are establishment insiders. There's nothing different between Mitt Romney and George W. Bush. And Mitt Romney, for Pete's sake, he did a speech at the George Herbert Walker Presidential Library. And he was introduced by George Herbert Walker Bush. That's an unofficial endorsement. This guy is going to be no different than George W. Bush. Yet we have, what, 39% of the people in Michigan voted for him? And I'm hoping there's vote fraud up there. Otherwise, I mean, we should investigate and determine how much fluoride they're putting in the water up in Michigan. In fact, we got to do some investigation as to what's going up here in New Hampshire, assuming this was like a legitimate total for the votes that they had up here. Because I don't understand how people can vote for these people when they don't stand for anything. They don't stand for anything substantive. They just use these stupid catchphrases and slogans. I mean, it's especially bad on the Democrat side. All they're talking about is change. And now they have this phony debate in the establishment media talking about, well, Hillary Clinton said this about Martin Luther King. I haven't even been following it. But they're trying to use race as an issue, and they're trying to interject that as being a big difference between the two candidates. Because there are no big differences between the two candidates. Oh, so Barack Obama didn't vote for the war when they first authorized it, and then he just voted to fund it after that. But Hillary Clinton, she voted for the war and she voted to fund it. I mean, they're both pro-war. They're really against the war. They would have voted not to fund the war. So it's a big joke. The whole thing is disgusting. I mean, it's like something like 70 to 80% of the people in this country are against the war, according to polls. And the fact that a Dennis Kucinich, a Mike Gravel, or a Ron Paul isn't getting the traction just leads me to believe that something stinks here. But either way, in case you're just tuning in, it looks like Ron Paul is going to end up in fourth place in the Michigan primary. Right now he's got 6% of the vote. Let me just refresh the page and give you updated results. Just wait till this refreshes. This is from CNN.com. And we have 58% of the precincts reporting Mitt Romney with 39% of the vote, John McCain with 30% of the vote, Mike Huckabee with 16% of the vote, Ron Paul with 6% of the vote, Fred Thompson with 4% of the vote, Rudy Giuliani with 3% of the vote, then we have 2% of the vote uncommitted. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that, but I guess they decided they weren't going to choose a candidate. And then we have Duncan Hunter with a little under 1%. So I just don't understand the mindset of the American people. Either we have just the most blatant vote fraud known to man with these D-bulb machines, or the American people just aren't ready for the message of freedom, of the Constitution, and of liberty. They've just been too brainwashed by the mainstream establishment corporate-controlled press to understand what's really going on here. I mean, the stakes here are so great with this election. We have to get somebody into office that understands monetary policy. Otherwise, this economy is going to fall completely apart. That's no joke. Look at the gold price. That at around $900 an ounce right now. I mean, this is really no laughing matter here. We need a dramatic change. I mean, a real change, not some fake change like Romney, Clinton, and Obama are proposing. I mean, a real substantive change dealing with our monetary policy, dealing with our foreign policy. And the only person that represents that is Dr. Paul. And one thing I don't understand about the press, and you know, I'm just going to say it. I was listening to CNN when I was coming home from work today. And I was listening to Lou Dobbs. This guy gets up there and says, there's no difference between both the parties. They've pretty much sold us out. And he complains about the illegal alien invasion. He complains about the destruction of the middle class. Yet the guy just treats Ron Paul like he's the invisible man. Now, why is that? Why is Ron Paul the invisible man when Ron Paul represents everything that Lou Dobbs is talking about? And then there's talk about Lou Dobbs running for president and all this other nonsense. And considering the things that he talks about, he should be endorsing Ron Paul on air. Or at least mentioning him or doing stories on him. I'm pretty sure that he has creative control over his own content. So it defies belief that he gets up there and he says that all the candidates are the same, there is no difference, when Dr. Paul is a huge difference. I mean, what presidential campaign has he been watching? Has he been watching the debates? I mean, Dr. Paul, he wants to bring all of our troops back home. He wants to radically change how we conduct monetary policy in this nation. He wants to restore civil liberties, restore habeas corpus, get rid of the notion of this enslavement system that they're trying to bring down on us. And he continues to say, oh, there's no difference between either of the political parties. Well, that's true, but it's not true because Dr. Paul is different than any of the other people who are running for president. I mean, I'm just at my wit's end with this stuff. So, I mean, that's the way I see it. Anyway, I don't know which is true. Either we have massive vote fraud or the American people are just not ready for this message. And maybe there just aren't as many of us as we think. I'm still disappointed with how the campaign was managed with the $20 million that we sent to the campaign. I mean, with all that money, there should have been a serious push for all sorts of advertisements in New Hampshire, in Iowa, just to get a very good showing in those states in order to propel forward. And I know I'm playing Monday morning quarterback, but I mean, this stuff, I shouldn't even have to get on air and say this. I mean, even the most novice of people who are involved with politics knows the importance of the New Hampshire primary. And that and New Hampshire should have been peppered with all sorts of advertisements and everything else that you can imagine. I mean, my dad went up to the Ron Paul headquarters, and well, this is 1 week before the primary, and they ran out of signs. That's just, it's ridiculous. I'm not pointing the fingers at anybody. I'm just saying that it was mismanaged and it was handled poorly. But you have to understand my frustration. Anyway, I'm told we have a call. Doug in Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Lee. Where are you from?
I'm from New Hampshire.
Okay, well, down here in Austin, Texas, that's all I see is Ron Paul. Ron Paul, and Austin is a liberal city, but a democratic city and a liberal city. But he's 101. Over anybody else. I mean, his signs are everywhere. His bumper stickers are everywhere. It's just amazing the support that the man has. But he is not a kosher candidate. He didn't make a trip to Tel Aviv to talk, you know, get the approval of the Antichrist Jewish supremacist apartheid state of Israel. And since they control in this country, that's why he's down the memory hole, the Orwellian memory hole. He doesn't exist. They never talk about him. The people love him, but our little media is run by aliens that won't tolerate his existence. And that's the answer to that question.
All right, hey, Doug, stay there. We have to break. We'll bring you up on the other side. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. And we're joined here with Doug in Texas, and we're just discussing the Ron Paul campaign. And Doug, do you want to finish up your thoughts on what's going on?
Yeah, Lee, Ron Paul is a statesman running for president of the United States. The other people in both parties are politicians auditioning for the position of sock puppet for AIPAC. And that's my belief. They all, let's go get the evil Islamo-fascist terrorists and kill, they want to come kill us. Let's go kill all of them. And that's perpetual war, run this country into the ground. And he's the only one, and he stands out like a sore thumb. And he is not, they don't even include him in most polls. They do everything they can to ignore that man, and he is the solution. And I've known him personally for 20 years. Sterling man. I mean, they can't dig up any dirt on him as hard as they try. And that's what he's up against that. And all the corrupt political machines are against him. And I think the ADL and the Mossad, all our people who run this country, have dossiers the size of the Houston telephone book on all the other candidates, and they're all acceptable, they're all kosher, but he's not.
Well, yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that, because he's running against a gaggle of candidates. I mean, John McCain, Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, all these people, they have so much dirty laundry.
Right.
You know, and it just defies belief that you have this corporate-controlled press that just gets out there and just gives these people a free pass. Yet they try to get Ron Paul for some newsletter and some supposed racist comment that was made years and years ago by somebody who just wrote for his publication.
Right.
I mean, it's madness.
Right. You got it. You got it. We're up.
Anything else that's on your mind?
Oh, a lot of other things, but I think I'll relinquish the airwaves to somebody else.
All right. Thank you for the call, Doug. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And just to recap, let's go back to some of these election results that are coming in. We now have 64% of the precincts in for the Michigan primary on the Republican side. Again, the Democratic primary, you know, they got around 65% of the precincts reporting, but that doesn't even matter because the Democratic Party in Michigan, they got punished and they had their delegates pulled from them because they pushed up the primary date before they were allowed to, or there's something along those lines. I'm not sure the exact details. But suffice to say, the Democrat side doesn't really mean much. You have Hillary Clinton winning the vast majority of the vote, but it doesn't mean anything. So on the Republican side, 64% of the precincts are reporting. You have Mitt Romney with 39% of the vote. He was projected the winner about an hour and a half ago. I mean, there's 6 or 7% of the precincts in, and then they started saying that they're going to be declaring a winner pretty soon. I mean, it's ridiculous. Then you have John McCain in at second place with 30% of the vote. Mike Huckabee with 16% of the vote coming in third. Ron Paul with 6% of the vote coming in fourth place. Then he's followed by Fred Thompson, Rudy Giuliani, and you had uncommitted votes, and then Duncan Hunter in that order. And I'm getting these results from CNN.com as they come in. Now, my personal belief with what's going on here, now I brought up in the first segment, the first and second segments, that either this is a case of massive vote fraud by these D-bulb machines and everything else, or the American people just aren't ready for the message of freedom, of liberty, and the Constitution. Personally, I lean towards vote fraud. I mean, how can we trust these voting machines? They've been proven that they have a number of security problems. They've been proven not to be able to count the votes accurately. I mean, that's a fact. All right? And I keep seeing in the media, they project a certain reality, and the election results always seem to match that reality. Of course, they got screwed up in the New Hampshire primary because their polls were just so out of whack with the reality that they needed to have happen. And if there wasn't any vote fraud on the Democrat side of the fence, I mean, you've got to be living in a fantasy land if that's really the case. I've never seen an election where somebody trailing 10%, 12% in polls ends up winning by 3% a day later. Doesn't make any sense. And of course, you had a number of anomalies on the Republican side of the fence. But besides all that, I just use common sense here. How is it in a country that has 70 to 80% of the people against the war that people like Mitt Romney, John McCain, and Hillary Clinton are winning these elections? I mean, how is this possible? I fail to understand this. You know, I mean, John McCain, just the Keating 5 scandal for one thing. His record in the Senate has been abysmal with the illegal alien amnesty bill that he pushed for, the McCain-Feingold, and a number of other nonsense that he was pushing. I mean, it's just crazy. But we'll be back on our side, and we'll get into more news. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, welcome back to the show. Now, I'm just looking at these results. Mitt Romney with 39% of the vote. John McCain with 30% of the vote. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. What do these people stand for that is so attractive that is causing people to support these two candidates? They don't stand for anything substantive. I mean, McCain's track record is absolute garbage. The same thing with Mitt Romney. I mean, Mitt Romney, a conservative, that's a joke. Down in Massachusetts, he actually mandated that everybody had to get health care. I mean, what sort of conservative would do that? That's not free market. That's garbage. He's mandating that everybody has to get health insurance, which brings more money to these health insurance companies. I mean, it's just crazy. I don't even know anymore. I mean, what am I to say? But right now, I'm looking at the Michigan Republican primary results, 72% of the precincts reporting, and 69% of the voters, supposedly according to these results, voted for Mitt Romney and John McCain. I mean, what is this like something out of the Twilight Zone? This doesn't even seem real. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being frustrated here, but I think I have every right to be frustrated. I mean, Ron Paul, we got him $20 million. I mean, more than enough money to fight these These are candidates. I mean, the candidates in this election are absolute garbage as far as I'm concerned. And I really felt we had an opportunity here with Dr. Paul's message to come out on top on a number of these races. But, you know, it's hard to say if even these results are accurate because of the Diebold machines. And that's one of the main problems here. We got to get rid of these Diebold machines. We have to go back to a paper ballot because there's no way to determine if these are actually fair elections. There's absolutely no way to determine that. And it's really concerning for me, especially when I keep seeing the media. They project this reality, and the results always seem to coincide with that reality that they're projecting. I mean, take for instance that incident with Clinton in New Hampshire. Oh, when she got all teary-eyed and started crying, and the press was saying, "Oh, she's showing that she's human. She's showing emotion," and they claimed that's why she won. Oh, the voters in New Hampshire, they saw her emotion, they saw that she was a human, and therefore they decided that they would vote for her. Give me a break. That's just a story to cover up what was clear and blatant vote fraud. The international press is all over the vote fraud issue on the Democrat side of the fence. And I still have to check to see if we're going to get those recounts started tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day where they're going to supposedly begin the recounts for the New Hampshire primary on both the Republican and Democrat sides. And I'm not sure if I know they're raising money to get the recount funds, and I'm not exactly sure what happened to that. If they got enough funds to actually facilitate the recount, I hope they did on the Republican side, because there really needs to be a recount here. And unfortunately, what's probably going to happen is you're going to see all sorts of weird stuff take place with the recount. They're going to, at least from what I understand here, they're going to take all the ballots from the local precincts, they're going to deliver them in one central area, and then they're going to do a recount. Now, I'm not sure if that's really the best way to do a recount. I'd prefer to see the individual precincts do the recount versus all the ballots just go in one central area, because that just makes the likeliness of fraud and all sorts of weird stuff happening all the more likely. So let's see what happens to that. But I'm told we have another call, so we'll go to the caller. Scott from California, you're on the air.
Hello, Lee. I've been listening to you. I just tuned you in. This is how we can defeat this. If we nip this New Hampshire in the bud, he's got $20 million. He needs a dedicated 800 number. Anybody that voted for Ron Paul needs to attest to their vote by affidavit, and a comparison can be made.
Well, that's a good idea, actually. I'm not sure how plausible it would be, but I just wish these voting machines would just give us a receipt. That would make it a lot easier.
Well, they're not going to give us a receipt. That ESS, or is it ESS voting machines? That's owned. A big chunk of that is owned by Senator Hagel out of Nebraska. Diebold, I don't know. They're bigger yet. And it's a real, real vote scam. It's been going on too long. And if we just go along with this, we're just going to be back to, like you said, trash for president, because that's all they're offering up. And the idiots will continue to vote for garbage.
No, I agree. I mean, I'm just a little frustrated, you know, because
we
shouldn't have to go through all these different hoops just to get an accurate vote count. I mean, I'm setting up a 1-800 number. Sounds like a fantastic idea. But it's just frustrating that we have to go through all this stuff just to ensure that they're counting votes accurate. I mean, this isn't a difficult process. You just count the ballot and you look at, okay, well, this is a vote for Dr. Paul and this is a vote for Fred Thompson, and you just count them. You know, it's just frustrating.
Yeah, but anywhere there's a voting machine, you're going to have this. This is a nuance of the New World Order. They slide these voting machines. Oh, e-voting, isn't this swell? I can touch the screen. Well, Benedict Arnold wins. No matter who you vote for. So you got to take it all the way back to New Hampshire and nip this in the bud. Ron Paul needs, his staff needs to do something and get off their thumbs, spend a little of this money, and establish a dedicated 800 number, and let's right the wrong in New Hampshire, and then take it from there.
Well, have you seen the stuff come from the campaign? It almost seems like that they're trying to run away from the prospect of any recount. Unfortunately, we have this guy Albert Howard that's trying to get this thing accomplished. But it just seems like to me that the campaign is kind of running away from this issue.
Well, that kind of reminds me of when Gore laid down when they had the vote scam and Bush won by a sliver, and then Kerry.
Hey, you still with me, Scott?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, yeah, you just cut off for a bit. Can you repeat what you said?
Well, it's like when Kerry laid down, and Kerry actually won the popular, and Gore did the same thing against Junior. Both times Junior won. We still have Junior W. You know, it's the same
right.
old thing. They just lay down. I don't see the good doctor laying down. I see confusion in Ron's staff is what I see. They don't have a good... Who's ever heading up his election committee is either a novice or I don't know. I just don't see results.
You know, I totally agree with you because I don't understand what happened here in New Hampshire. You know, I just don't understand. I mean, everybody knows. I mean, most novice of people involved with politics understand that the New Hampshire primary is one of the most important. And considering the demographics of the state, considering the libertarian base, the independents, there should have been a ton of money poured into this. He should have been visiting the state more than any other state. And this would have really launched his campaign. And then more people would have gotten on board. It would be like a snowball rolling downhill, just gaining more and more momentum.
Lee, you can't go back. I tend to believe that Ron actually did win. It's coincidentally the Live Free or Die state, which is the name of your show, Live Free or Die Radio, and that's great. But no, you got to go back to New Hampshire and fix that, and that would set the precedent that maybe they could impose a law or a precedent will be set, and they just won't. People need to take action. If you go to the polling place, you need to say no and make a scene. You know, you probably go to jail, but you need to throw down crash that thing to the hard floor into 1,000 pieces. Here we are. We're paying, what are we paying, $3,500 per machine? We pay for those through our taxes, and it's just to our own undoing. Everything we pay for is to our own undoing. All our taxes we pay for, everything is to be used against us.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Well, it's tiring.
Is there anything else? Is there anything else that's on your mind? Got our caller to get
to. That's it, Lee. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Scott. I appreciate the comments. And, you know, I just tell you what. I mean, you know, it's just frustrating because, you know, all these electronic voting machines came about because of what happened in Florida in the year 2000. They give us the Help America Vote Act. And as I've said on this show many times before, it's the Help America Not Vote Act. You know, it was the Vote Fraud Act, the Vote Fraud Enabling Act. That's pretty much what it was. And it's just craziness. But anyway, let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on the air.
Yeah. The rest of the world knows that we're screwed up over here. We've given up on freedom. We don't know what it actually means anymore. What we need to do is figure out how to do the money bomb to get rid of, you know, we got to get rid of the newscast that we get on the air right now. We need our own public broadcasting system throughout, you know, the whole nation. If we can do that, you know, that's the big money bomb. That way, you know, hey, let all candidates, you know what I mean? Let it be a 3051 or whatever the hell it's called. You know, let them all get on there. You know, let them have free time, you know, equal time, that is. And, you know, I mean, if we give them that chance, you know, it should give an idea, you know, to the rest of the people out there what we need to do. I'm sorry. I'm not speaking well right now. Thank you.
That's all right, Don. That's all right. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I mean, basically what's going on here is you got the mass media complex, and they get in there, and they try to manipulate public opinion by providing a distorted view of reality of what's going on. I mean, Ron Paul's like the invisible man in the establishment media. And I think one of the things that we have to do is we have to start becoming the media, like we're doing with this network here. I mean, we need to bring up more and more micro-broadcasters. I mean, we need to do all sorts of stuff. And we have to try to become the media, because the internet can be a very good and useful tool to fight these people. But, you know, it's going to be a tough battle to finally become the media, and that's what we're trying to do.
I had myself a FM transmitter, but it basically went downhill. I don't know. It used to transmit pretty decently, and all of a sudden it took a dump. I was transmitting, and soon after a drone, which I've never seen fly over my house before, ever. You know, I mean, I'm 45 years old now. I've never seen this kind of drone fly over my house. And after that, my FM transmitter no longer worked well.
Are you saying a UFO flew over your house?
No, a drone. It was
drone.
It was a white drone. And, you know, it was a twin boom. I couldn't describe it, but it was not a drone I've seen before, even on film.
Now that's pretty crazy, Don. But hey, Don, I appreciate the call. Got our caller lined up. All right, who's next? Gary in Tennessee, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Hey, Gary, what's going on?
We got a good cure for drones. It's called a 3-inch Magnum of double-op buck.
Well, that would sure do the trick, that's for sure.
Yeah, that would make a drone sick. You know, I called in once before, not to your program, but another program, and I'm coming to the conclusion that RBN and GCN and Ron Paul and all this other stuff is basically being utilized by the enemy as a venting process so that things don't get violent. And while they get more stuff in place, what's your comment on that one?
Well, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that's actually somewhat true. Because you would think that, I mean, you see all these networks set up, and we know the sophistication of the NSA and all the technology they have. I mean, they can pretty much identify who all of us are. You know, I mean, I put myself out there. I don't have a fake name or anything. I mean, I'm not afraid of these people. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that was actually the case. But, I mean, the way I see it is this. I mean, you know, we got to try to do something. And, you know, these networks that we at least can talk to one another, you know, we can exchange ideas. And, you know, it's a good tool just to talk with everybody and to at least get a foundation in place to try to resist these people. Because we have to communicate with one another in order to have an effective resistance.
I don't disagree with you at all, because as time goes on, they might be getting more things in place, but we're getting more boots on the ground, and they're definitely afraid of this internet. And I'm not a talk show host, and I'm not affiliated with one of the Patriot networks, but I've got my computer connected to your network, and you can bet your sweet bippy one thing. They know I got my computer connected. They know where I live. They're making their list, so I'm just as much danger as you are.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, we had this story that was out, what was it, just a couple of days ago. I mean, you got the FBI wanting instant access to British data. You have this other story about how they want to be able to access everybody's web searches and email. I mean, they're openly saying this. So I don't think there's any mystery out there that, I mean, they are going to identify who we are, and they're going to find out, oh, well, these are all the patriots out there, and these people don't like what we're doing. I mean, they already have a list, and they're building it. I don't think there's really much question about that.
Yeah, well, I think the bottom line is I'm an old man. I ain't got nothing to lose. I lived a good life in this country and had a lot of good times and a lot of good fun. But I'll tell you one thing. I think the way it's going to end up is going to be settled at the front door.
Gary, I think you might be right, but let's see what happens. But I appreciate the call, and we're up against the break, and we have Clarence, Oklahoma, coming up on the other side, so we'll get to you after this break.
Go for it.
All right, thanks, Gary. All right, we'll be back on our side, and we'll talk with Clarence. Be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors, hempusa.org. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org. Call 908-691-2608. And before we get to Clarence, I just wanted to read off a few news stories that we have here. Check them out on my website, roguegarment.com. And we got some crazy stuff happening here. The FDA is saying that cloned animals are safe for food, if you can believe that. We have wholesale prices up 6.7% in 2007. Just completely crazy. Bush hits lowest approval rating in an ABC poll. I mean, it's nuts what's going on here. Sarkozy's proposing this carbon tax for the European Union. Hospitals are tagging babies with RFID chips. And they're talking about a gas tax hike, as if we don't have enough taxes and the gasoline prices aren't high enough. They're talking about a tax hike from this transit panel. All sorts of crazy stuff. Just check out my website, roguegarment.com. You can read all the madness. But anyway, let's get to Clarence in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Hello, Clarence. Are you on there?
Yeah, this is am I here? Am I there?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's your
line? Yeah. Yeah, I've just been picking up your show the last few couple of weeks, and I'm pretty enjoying it, you know. And you're getting that news out there to everyone. I don't know. I just was prompted to call. I have RBN on. And I'm on my computer, and a lot of people probably do this. I've got you on the under. I'm listening while I'm, you know, doing my surfing and everything. And multitasking isn't all that great, let me tell you, because, you know, you hear a part and you lose a part and this and that. But, well, I just wanted to say that, you know, there's, I don't know how to put it in the last couple of minutes here. There is a, I was awakened, and I want to put this just at the end of your program. You know, there's different people you can hear, and they all call it conspiracy radio or conspiracy this or conspiracy that. The 9/11 deal that the Keene Commission put out was a conspiracy theory itself. Think about that.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, there's nothing factual in the 9/11 Commission report. I mean, it's all a bunch of mumbo jumbo. It has nothing to do with what actually happened that day.
Any time two or more people decide to do something, that is a conspiracy. So I'm tired of hearing this conspiracy theory stuff that the media, the lamestream media puts out. But I will tell you this. I'm glad for you and RBN and people that can put this, new, and you see, the average hoot out there doesn't have time to put this news together. But I stumbled onto this about 4 years ago. And when I did, I was glad I did, because all of a sudden and I'm 56 years old, things that used to baffle me started to make sense.
Yeah, it's nice when you can finally fit all the pieces together. And, you know, I came to that conclusion about, I'd say, 4 years ago. And you see the world from a completely different perspective.
Absolutely.
But I'm just flat out of time. I appreciate the
call. Well, I appreciate it, and I'm going to be listening to you more in the future, and I'll be calling in.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Well,
we're just flat out of time. I know we had a few calls holding in addition to that. I'm sorry we couldn't get to you. But just check out my website, roguegarment.com. You know, we got the daily news. I couldn't cover too much news today because of the Michigan primary. But just check it out, and you'll see what's going on. Lots of crazy stuff. But anyway, stay tuned for Rick Adams, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Take it easy.